7:30 here on your community radio station, WERU-FM. We're at 89.9 in Blue Hill and streaming and podcasting at weru.org. And every Monday morning at 7:30, we check in live on the telephone with R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Allison. The Old Town Orono YMCA up our way has been a busy place the past few weekends owing to a series of youth gymnastics and basketball events that have made for the kind of whole family, midwinter, mini excursion that seems to be just the thing to help break a spell of cabin fever. Three types of people usually frequent the YMCA: those who come to exercise, those who come to socialize, and those who do a little bit of both. As I made my way yesterday to the swimming pool through the crowd spilling out of the gymnasium into the hallway, I noticed how many adults preferred to watch from a distance the activities of the youngsters on the basketball court. Apparently, that way they could catch up on chit-chat among themselves while still somewhat monitoring the activities of their children. After my swim, the throngs remained strong, but on my way out, I noticed something I hadn't seen before. On the floor, a little ways down another hallway, gathered in a tight cluster, were three young girls about 4 or 5, occupying themselves with a portable DVD player while their older sibs were on the distant court playing basketball. The girls were sitting at the particular location because it was the only part of the hallway that had an electrical outlet to power their electronic device. That sight struck me quite poignantly and set a number of thoughts loose simultaneously. Today would be Galileo's 446th birthday. As one of the fathers of modern physics, he spent much of his life concerned with light, both terrestrial and astronomical. With his telescopes, he first saw 4 moons of Jupiter, the phases of Venus, the rings of Saturn, and sunspots, and made many additional discoveries not seen before by any other human, all the while frequently proving that the laws of nature are mathematical. True, it was the fascination with many different varieties of light emitted from their portable electronic device that kept the young girls engaged in their circle on the floor, but as I walked by them, I felt a twinge of sadness welling through me, as if in watching them, I was watching an entire future generation already in the habit of hindering itself from truly experiencing the world. And yet, what world did I mean? Was it the same world that included the pageant of gifted athletes at the moment and for the next week or so in Vancouver, Canada, at the Winter Olympic Games, where youth was having one field day after another? Since the opening ceremony evening before last, my girlfriend and I have been watching televised portions of events and provided by NBC. The only Winter Olympics I have ever attended were held in Grenoble in 1968 when I was 15. I had ridden down on a train with 2 other friends from Germany, and for a week we had quite a time, eventually managing some one-on-one meetings with the French skier Jean-Claude Killy and our fellow American Peggy Fleming, who of course did so fantastically in the figure skating event. We had made the trip as reporters for our overseas American high school newspaper, and I'll probably always remember how well we were treated all along the way. And today is a long way indeed from 1968. One of the drawbacks for me in watching the current Olympics is how old I feel when I see the many changes and additions. The U.S. Olympic team freestyle skiers' blue outfits look like children's pajamas to me. I remember the beginning days of freestyle skiing back in the early 1970s and how we tried a few of the tricks that were in their experimental stage, and a small new dictionary on freestyle skiing lingo that we carried at a ski shop that I worked at. Ah, yes, Galileo would have probably been able to indulge himself in the creation of a new formula to scientifically explain how seeing so many young folks doing things he once did only enhanced his perception of our world and the universe it spins around in. But I'm just left most with a lot of envy for those youngsters who seem to move so effortlessly through whatever winter has to throw at them. From Orono, Maine, have a good day.
I remember walking with holes in our shoes. I remember we weren't the kind of made an excuse. I remember thinking we would break all the rules. crossing the desert to the California sand. Where are those children now? Where are those children now? I remember angels who lent us their wings, cigarettes and paperback poetry kings, kicking up dust like we fail me. I won't.